This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. Critical to a smarter city is a safer one. Today you're going to listen in as I speak to Stephen Holyfield at the Richmond Police. Here he shares how the Richmond Police are using SPSS software to deploy officers where they're most needed and accelerate criminal investigations. You'll also hear how this proactive police presence has helped the city of Richmond experience a dramatic shift from the fifth most violent city in the U.S. to the 99th.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you for joining us. Could you tell us a little bit about the Richmond Police?
In terms of just overall size, we have approximately 750 sworn and 130 civilian personnel. In terms of just technologies that we currently have employed, our crime records are electronically captured through in-vehicle computers. We use dashboard video cameras. We also use strategically placed video cameras across the city. We use 360-degree capture analysis to provide virtual 3D analysis of crime scenes. We also use GPS integrated in our vehicles for 911 dispatching, and that gives us the ability to facilitate the quickest officer response based on distance, road types, speed limits, things like that. We use analytical software for strategic and tactical analysis of crime trends, hotspots, social network analysis, and most of our systems we run in a highly redundant virtual platform.
And what were some of the central issues or pains your organization faced before investing in SPSS software?
Probably our biggest pain was the fact that we were ranked fifth most violent city in the U.S., not a title we were proud to have, and we never want to have it again. Most importantly, though, our citizens did not feel safe in their own neighborhoods, and that was a great concern to us. That was probably our largest issue that we were dealing with at the time. From an analysis perspective, we had lots of data, well over 50 million records, but no reasonable means to make sense of it. Our statistical forecasting was really limited to linear perspectives, and we could look at one, maybe two data types together when attempting to isolate a trend or a hotspot, and the analysis was only available to a few personnel in our analysis division, and the distribution of that was rather cumbersome. It was email, paper reports, and you either had to be, you know, somewhere in the loop to get a hold of that analysis. If you weren't, then you were just out of luck.
From what I understand, you first tested the system on one of your historically larger crime nights, New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about what happened that night?
Richmond has, as far as I know, a unique circumstance that on New Year's Eve, quite a few number of citizens in Richmond feel the need to step outside and fire their guns off into the air. This obviously creates quite a bit of havoc for us in terms of getting overloaded in our 911 center with calls for service for random gunfire. And for our purposes, it's really being able to determine the difference between a citizen just firing his gun in the air versus actual crime that's occurring and guns are being shot towards people. And what we had historically done in the past was basically take, you know, nobody gets holiday, nobody gets the day off, everybody works, and we just flood the streets with officers. Not the most efficient and definitely not the most cost-efficient means of actually addressing the issue, but we didn't really have any way to know where to place cops to get the best effect. We did a sort of a test project with SPSS analysis to look at all of the data that we had for the prior 5 years and determine based upon that how many officers we really needed to have deployed and where they needed to be. From that, we experienced on that one night a 49% reduction in random gunfire incidents. We had 246% increase in the number of weapons we had seized from prior New Year's Eve initiatives, and we saved about $15,000 in overtime cost just during that one shift.
That's fantastic. In terms of outcomes, can you speak to some of the sort of new efficiencies, cost savings, better information, or, you know, like that story, the overall ability to fight crime?
Well, the statistics are fairly clear. Last report I saw, I think we were ranked 99th instead of 5th, which is, you know, we're almost off the 100 list, which is where we want to be, and we're continuing in that direction, so that's good. But the real measure in terms of what we look at is the response of our citizens, and there's a huge difference today versus, you know, just several years ago back when we were dealing with this issue, and our citizens will tell you that they feel safe in our city. That's how we measure our success, and as far as the efficiencies gained, we know through our own analysis that we do on a regular basis of deployment activities that we are continually keeping the officers in the right place at the right time, and that's driving the crime trends down.
Yeah, you mentioned the savings of $15,000 on New Year's Eve alone. Are there any other cost benefits like that one that you've experienced?
You know, I think overtime costs are probably for us, it's always the core savings that we're looking at. I know that we've dramatically reduced, I would say just over in the last fiscal year, I'm pretty sure we've reduced our overtime cost by over 50% in terms of, you know, year-over-year basis. And that's, I don't know that we'll ever not have overtime just because, you know, we can never be completely staffed to the point where we have enough officers to cover every single incident, and you're always going to have things that are going to push time requirements beyond that. But we're definitely doing a much better job of managing it.
What are your future plans? Any lessons learned along the way?
The primary thing we learned is that you cannot really determine what the last end requirement is until you get something in front of them. When we started this off, we aggregated all violent crime together. And really what they needed was that violent crime broken into those six types. We really wouldn't have known it just because it was so new to the officers at the time that they didn't even know what to ask for. Once we got the system in front of them and they began to use it, then they came back to us with, you know, that request first, and then they came back with more requests and in terms of, you know, really honing in on what they needed from us. And that's kind of the next piece that we're working on right now, which is a 7 and 30-day analysis, although it's not going to give us anywhere near the high degree of probability that we can do with a 4-hour window. It still gives them a good perspective in terms of strategically planning additional support services for the week ahead, for the month ahead, and understanding where they might need to change staffing, depending upon what the analysis is feeding them and telling them to expect.
Stephen, thank you so much for joining me and sharing your story.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
IBM Cognos Forum and SPSS Directions are now Business Analytics Forum. See the future of decision-making at our new annual conference for Cognos and SPSS customers, October 24th to 27th at the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. Register before August 1st and save $500. Learn more at ibm.com/events/BA Forum. Ideas, insights, and opinions on business analytics. You're listening to BI Radio.